sings now living, a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator. Our voices we raise. God's banners fly o'er us, Christ's light goes before us, a pillar of light shining forth in the night. Till all things now living unite in thanksgiving to God in the highest. Hosanna and praise.
Welcome to worship at Hollywood United Methodist Church in Harmony, Toluca Lake. We're glad you have joined us for worship this week. Our preacher for the film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is the Reverend Dr. Cedric Bridgeforth. He's our former Los Angeles District Superintendent. He is the current leader of our delegation to General Conference from the California Pacific Annual Conference, and he's simply a friend of our congregations, the pastor currently of Grace United Methodist Church in Los Angeles. Let us now worship God together with our hands and our hearts.
Fallen, when fear is coming, still you're calling me. When faith is lost and my hope exhausted, you will be my strength. When my mind says I'm not good enough, God, you're enough for me. Yeah, I've decided I'm not giving up. You won't give up on me. You won't give up on me. Your love is holding on and it won't let go. I feel it breaking out like an echo. Your love is holding on and it won't let go. I feel it breaking out like an echo. Season, you keep repeating promises to me. Now there's no stopping what you have started until it is complete. When my mind says I'm not good enough, God, you're enough for me. Yeah, I've decided I'm not giving up. You won't give up on me. You won't give up on me. Your love is holding on and it won't let go. I feel it breaking out like an echo. Your love is holding on and it won't let go. I feel it breaking out like an echo. Echo in my soul.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are grateful. We are grateful this morning for the abundance of gifts that you bring into our lives, for this worship service, for this time set apart, for nature and the turning of the seasons, for friends and family and loved ones. We are grateful for all the things that you bring into our lives that bring us joy, the quiet things, the small things. And we especially hold on tightly to them now in this time of difficult and perplexing uncertainty. God, we confess that we have often wondered, when will this tragedy around us end? When will life get back to normal? There are no answers for us, and we pray that you will give us your patience, that you will give us wisdom, that you will continue to walk side by side with us as we go down this uncertain journey. This morning, we lift up all those who have been impacted by COVID-19. Our heart cries out for the increasing number of cases every single day, for the over 100,000 people who have died, for their family members who mourn those losses, and for the many millions more who are afflicted and sick and afraid. Fill them with your presence and let them know that they are not alone. Guide the hands of the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, the caretakers. Keep them safe as well. Be with our public health officials and guide them in their choices. May they be strong and bold in protecting the most vulnerable amongst us. And dear God, we confess that we ourselves have often felt stymied or like our own comfort has been impacted by new regulations. Open our hearts so that we may understand our temporary discomfort may be the life of another. Fill us with pride and joy at this service to our community and to you as we seek to lift up the lives of the most humble, the most vulnerable in this beloved community. And dear God, we continue to pray for our elected officials from our local level to the national. May you grant them with wisdom and patience and perseverance. May you grant them with a deep love and compassion for those who need it most in this moment. We are a changing society, and our eyes are opening every day to the ways that we have work to do. And this morning, we lift up all those who are in the streets in protest, trying to change the communities that they live in. We pray that you will guide those who are peaceful in their work for justice, and that you will protect them, and that you will be present in each of our hearts, helping us waken to the way that you have called us to play our own part in building this beloved community in peace. We are thankful for our church, and we pray that you will continue to bless us in our ministries as we seek to be a light in the world and a place where all know the love that your Son, Jesus Christ, offered to all, that was given unconditionally, that was an invitation to be more than we were before, and to help change the world around us. For him who taught us to pray, we offer these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hello, everyone. On behalf of Hollywood United Methodist Church in Harmony, Toluca Lake, we hope this finds you safe and sound and doing well. Get your coffee and donut ready, or whatever snacks you might have on hand for our post-worship virtual coffee chat. Over on the side of the Facebook live stream that's in the chat box, there's going to be a Zoom link. So just click on that link and say hi to some church friends. Oh, and hey, even make a new one. Next Sunday, as a heads up for what's coming in our CrossFlix sermon series, Finding Faith in Film, is Jojo Rabbit, nominated for 6 Academy Awards and winning for Best Adapted Screenplay. And somebody I know is sharing a message about that film. Oh, that would be me. Hello. Thank you for staying connected with us virtually during these challenging times in which we're not together in person. In addition to Sunday worship and chats, we have a number of opportunities for connection throughout the week. So to find out more, please check out our website, hollywoodumc.org, or go to our Hollywood and Harmony public pages on Facebook. And it's not too late to join in the vital conversations on racism, a conversation that's happening on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. And these are being co-led by Rev Denise and Pastor Bridey. So to participate, email revdenise@hollywoodumc.org. Also, our Thursday night Live with Harmony worship experiences continue at 7:30 p.m. via Zoom. And these are 45 minutes that we spend together with prayer and music, a brief message, and a breakout room with the question of the evening. And these are open for the whole of Hollywood UMC. And please invite your friends as well to be part of this wonderful live experience on Thursday nights. One other connection plug, one of deep appreciation for our very own Rev Jefferson Beaker, who graciously gifts us with a weekly 20-minute reflection and meditation during a Be Still and Know service that's happening on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m., as well as a 3 to 5 minute meditation on Saturday mornings. So for myself and all of us, thank you, Rev Jefferson. And continuing on the appreciation track, thank you for financially supporting Hollywood UMC and its ministries. For it is together we are building the kingdom of God here on this blessed earth. Now, there are various ways to give to the church, and these include donating via the QR code that you see on your screen, or text to give, or through HUMC's secure website. And hey, snail mail works too. Friends, let us give as we are able and provide our heartfelt offering to the Lord with true joy and happiness. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Let us now continue in worship.
Hi, everyone. Oh, this should be fun. Zoom charades.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
I'm going to win.
Never played this, but okay. Now, these are all movies. We know that ahead of time. And apparently there's a theme. It's so strange. Reverend Kathy asked Worship and Arts to do this, and she sent me a folder of films. And I think each of us got one, right? Or two, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Right? Y'all got yours?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So here goes. I will be the first, if you like. Okay. So here's mine.
Okay. Oh, it's a bunny. Fatal Attraction.
Mark.
No.
Oh, Harvey. Harvey. No.
No. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, good guess.
No. Jojo Rabbit. Jojo Rabbit.
That's it.
Jojo Rabbit. Yes.
That was my favorite movie of the year. They made Hitler funny. My goodness.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay. Mark, you're up. Lost.
I'm sorry. I haven't started playing charades yet. I was looking for my car keys. Sorry. All right. I'm back in. Oh.
Punchy.
Lost in space. Lost in America.
Oh my gosh, that movie broke my heart.
Yes. Speaking of breaking hearts, you know who's breaking mine? Heather, because she's winning.
Right. Wait, what? Me?
No. Yeah, get up there. Yes.
I'm winning. Oh, my turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiny.
Little.
Drag queen. Little drag queen.
Mark.
No.
It's Little Women, right?
Yes, so yes. Easy. Has to be. Ugh, one of the best books ever.
Little Drag ever. Queen was a good movie, too.
I mean, that's true. A good book, too, but, you know, right. Lesser known. Right. Chester.
Oh, my turn. Okay, I'm so excited. This is one of my favorite movies. All right, here we go. I got this.
Sister!
Yes!
I love that movie.
Me too.
Oh, so good. That's one of the best ever.
I used to dress up in the red dress and pretend I was Whoopi Goldberg as a kid.
I bet
you did.
How
does that not surprise me?
I bet you did. All right, Okay, I'll do the last one. I think it's the last one. Oh no. No one is ever going to get this.
Parasite.
How did you know that?
Because I came to play, folks. That's how.
Wow. Okay, now, okay. Was there a theme?
Ruth, these are the films that are being featured in the Crosslick Sermon Series in August.
Right. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. People can't miss that. Y'all got to go see it. It's great. These sermons are awesome because they take scripture and relate it to these extraordinary movies. Let's see. There's Jojo Rabbit, Lost in America, Little Women, Sister Act, and Parasite. Okay, well, thank you all for playing. It's been a lot of fun. I hope everybody goes to see Crosslick, tunes in to do the virtual sermon series, and great to see y'all.
You better pop popcorn now. I'm getting ready for it now.
Okay, I won. I'm the winner.
I got it. You did, but I got to go wash off some groceries. I'll see you.
Okay, well...
Ramblers in the wilderness, and we can't find what we need. We get a little restless from the surge and get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matador, is the man left to his own schemes. Everybody needs someone beside him, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter. I'll never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low, low, low. Brother, let me be your fortress
when the night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way, bring you home. Face down in the desert now, there's a cage locked around my heart. I found a way to drop the keys where my failures were. Now my hands can't reach that far. And I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am stronger. It's your love that brings me home.
Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low, low, low.
Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way, bring you home.
And when you call and need me near, sing, where'd you go? Oh, brother, I'm right here.
And on those days when the sky begins to fall, you're the blood of my blood, and we can get through it all.
Brother, let me be your shelter and never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low, low, low.
Let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way, bring you home.
Brother, let me be your shelter. I'll never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low.
Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' And the second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that God is one, and besides God there is no other. And to love God with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." May God bless this reading to our hearing and understanding. Thanks be to God.
In the movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, it centers on this story of a writer, fictitious writer by the name of Lloyd Vogel. He's writing an expose on Fred Rogers and his neighborhood of make-believe, where wonderment, exploration, and curiosity are the order of the day, where those who venture into this neighborhood of make-believe experience vulnerability, compassion, and connection, which children and adults alike long for. Mr. Rogers is a beloved TV show host to be profiled by a hard-hitting, ruthless writer known for exposing the absolute worst in the people he writes about. Now, I must confess that I did not watch Mr. Rogers religiously. I was more of a Sesame Street, Electric Company, and Three Stooges kind of guy. But what we gained by engaging Mr. Rogers when we did, by engaging him, his puppets, and his friends in his neighborhood of make-believe, helped us to better understand what was happening around us and within us. So today, in response to Lloyd Vogel's wife, Andrea's request of Lloyd, "I will not ruin your childhood." So now let's watch the trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Hey, I'm looking for Fred Rogers.
In here.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
Mr. Rogers,
I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
You okay?
I'm profiling Mr. Rogers.
Lloyd, please don't ruin my childhood.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yeah? Like what?
There are many things you can do. You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
Love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay. I think the best thing we can do is to let people know, boom, that each one of them is precious.
In Mark 12, 28 through 34, which you can also find iterations of in Matthew and Luke's gospel, and even in the epistles, for they're all based on teachings from the Old Testament. Within them, you have this curious naming of neighbor. A neighbor is defined as a close associate, a companion, a spouse, a near kindred, those with whom you graze or eat and keep company with. Or in the biblical sense, a neighbor are those individuals and families that you are bound together with. Neighbors care for property and possessions, and they protect positions. So much so that there's a deep abiding understanding of a neighbor is that what you do to or allow to happen to your neighbor will also be done to you. There's mutuality at the heart of a neighborly relationship. So how do we create beautiful days? How do we move from make-believe neighborhoods to real-life beloved communities? And I understand the difficulty with that concept, with racism and racists on the loose, with privilege unacknowledged, with fragility being worn on our sleeves, with COVID-19 ruling the headlines and determining when, where, and how we can go, people refusing to wear masks, unemployment payments stalled, job markets dissipating, voter suppression is a real thing, and homeschooling becoming the norm while supply chains are disrupted all around the world. Neighborhoods of make-believe may not seem like the worst option. But neighbors, Jesus quotes, love your neighbor as yourselves. So neighbors are important. Neighbors are as important as we are. And we must realize that there's no me without you and no you without me, that African concept of Ubuntu, of I am because we are. See, love is necessary and it's peculiar. We want it, we need it, we often don't recognize it when it's before us. We expect it, but don't extend it. We make many assumptions that when unmet, we fall apart. We fall out of love. We separate ourselves. But Jesus says here in this text, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so this use of neighbor does not distinguish between a love we have for ourselves and the love we have for others and for God. If we do not love ourselves, we cannot love our neighbors. Without love for neighbor, there can be no beautiful day. There can be no real neighbors, which means we don't even have a full concept of neighborhood, real or make-believe. But there are three quotes and three movements within this film that I want us to explore to help us think about what it means to have beautiful days in our neighborhoods, to help us stand up against injustice and speak out against bigotry and hate, to express mercy for those we perceive to be less than or in need, to help us look into the mirror and love who we see there, or at least begin to imagine a pathway of love into being a version of ourselves that is not okay when others are wronged, that is not okay when hurtful things are expressed without recourse. We have to love and accept who we are. That's not to say we affirm that the horrible things that happened to us was okay or that they were our fault. Nope, we love ourselves flaws and all, because we were created in the image and the likeness of God. And everything that God created, God stepped back and looked upon it and decreed that it was good. And that includes you and it includes me. It includes this thing called neighborhood and beloved community that we are called and challenged to create. See, in the film, Jerry, Lloyd's father, had wrestled with his demons, and Lloyd struggled with that concept. And Mr. Rogers helps Lloyd and Jerry come to some different understandings about how to be neighborly, how to be in relationship with each other. this concept of loving God and loving neighbor. First, there's anger. And when we don't know what to do with it, when we want to harm ourselves or harm others, he says in the film, there is always something you can do with the mad you feel. And Joanne, Mr. Rogers' wife, says in response to Lloyd, who says it must be tough living with a saint. She says, you know, if we view him as a saint, he's unattainable. He works at it every day. He reads scripture. He swims laps. He prays for people by name and he writes letters. I know for me, I ride my bike, I journal, and I pray. And what I do with my anger says something about me, and it says something about how I react and respond, because it tells you how I view and value neighbor, community, and family. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with anger or being angry. In fact, the Bible says be angry, but do not sin. You may recall, if you watch the film, that Mr. Rogers said one of the ways you can deal with anger is to just bang on the piano, on the low keys. And in the closing film, closing scene of the film, he does that very thing. He bangs on the low keys on the piano. So anger, dealing with our anger, helps us to have beautiful days in the neighborhood. I also believe vulnerability was huge in this film. I believe it's imperative for us to have beautiful days in our neighborhoods and as we create beloved communities. As Mr. Rogers, as a character, as the man, however you want to view him, opened himself to a man known for revealing ugly truths about those that he wrote about. And in the end, this piece that was written was stellar and award-winning literature. And it caused me to ponder the question to pose to you of what would be the headline of your expose if someone truly experienced you as you are at your core. What would be the headline of your expose? He says in the film, children need to know when adults make plans that things don't always work out the way we planned. That takes vulnerability to name that, to allow a child to see that we as adults do not have it all figured out and that everything does not always work the way we want it to. And we have to give positive ways for all of us to deal with our emotions. One thing I was struck by in this film was when Mr. Rogers says that it takes bravery for people to share their problems. He didn't say it that way. That's the way I have translated it. But telling one's problems to others takes bravery. Well, I believe hearing others' problems and holding them as neighbors requires an expression of compassion. And compassion and bravery are kin. And they have to be because, as was also stated in the film, that there's no normal life without pain. And if we have pain, then vulnerability has to be employed in order for us to experience the healing and the wholeness and to get the help that we need so that our anger does not take over and disrupt our relationships and totally dismantle what it means to be in community with one another. We see this in Lloyd's relationship with Lorraine. We see it in his relationship with his wife, Andrea, with Jerry, and even with his infant son, Gavin. His inability to truly be vulnerable, to know how to deal with his anger, was expressed in fear. It was fear that was brought on by his anger at his father. And Mr. Rogers said via the Daniel puppet helped Lloyd get to some deeper understandings of being able to name in very vulnerable ways what he was experiencing. And he says, I like you. I'm sad. I'm angry. And just imagine in our own lives and in our own relationships and communities, if we were able to say those very simple things, I like you, I'm sad, I'm angry. What a difference it would make if we could be that vulnerable. Because being vulnerable enough to voice the anger opened Lloyd, and it can open us to compassion, allowing us to be brave and compassionate simultaneously. Because that's what gets us to forgiveness. It gets us to openness, and it gets us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we have to know that when we have wronged one another in our relationships, that bringing forth an apology will not always be easy. We know that in relationships and in community that there are some difficult conversations that have to happen. Even now in this present age, dealing with COVID-19 and imminent and present death, options and possibilities around death are before us every single day. And there's a line in the movie about that too, that death is something many of us are uncomfortable talking about, but that anything mentionable is manageable. And I believe that to be true. For something that's mentionable today is that beautiful days in our neighborhood are possible if we come clean with who we are, if we come clean with one another, if we come clean and decide to love as God loves, not to love with condition, but to love without abandon. To know that those who have attempted to love us may have done their absolute best. And yes, their best may not have been good enough, but they did their absolute best. And is there a way that I, within my heart and within my living, can find it in myself to forgive, to let go, to start anew? To really think about all those who have attempted to do me some good. But because of my own woundedness, because of my own brokenness, because of my own anger, because of my inability to be vulnerable, I've either chased them away or not loved them as fully as I could or can. And so in response to that and thinking about that, one of the most striking things in this film for me is a practice that I wish to bring forward into my own life. And I invite you to bring into yours and even into this space of worship now. And that we take a minute and do as Mr. Rogers and Lloyd did in that restaurant that day. Take one full minute and still and in quiet. And think about all those who loved you into existence. Think about those who love you now and those who have loved you along the way. And even imagine those loves yet to come that will be a part of those beautiful days. Let us spend a moment, one full minute, in that exercise. Thank you. May you experience beautiful days. May you be the best neighbor possible by loving God and loving those whom God has brought in close proximity to you, for you to graze with, for you to make life wonderful with. Have a beautiful day in your neighborhood. Amen.
There's nobody like I, like I.
Amen. Amen.